yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Tehran, February 16th, 2016. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, casts his ballot paper in the early moments of the elections.
ایران رو دوست داره هر کسی که جمهوری اسلامی رو دوست داره هر کسی که شکوه و عزت و عظمت ملی رو دوست داره در این انتخابات شرکت کنه
The hectic campaign days are gone. Now, across the country, millions of Iranians have been lining up at polling stations. This is for the first time they go to the polls to elect members to two important bodies at once, Iran's 10th Parliament and 5th Assembly of Experts. The Parliament passes laws and approves the national budget. It holds the purse strings of the country and the government. The Assembly of Experts, on the other hand, monitors the leader's conduct, with the power to dismiss him if necessary. It also chooses the new leader. Polling starts at 8 a.m. local time in over 53,000 stations nationwide. The massive turnout makes authorities to extend the closing time for several times, so as to give everyone a chance to vote. About 55 million people are eligible to take part in this round. On the sideline, foreign reporters to cover this political event, unrivaled in the region. A total of 4,844 hopefuls, including about 500 women, stand for the 290-seat parliament, and a total of 159 candidates run for the 88-member Assembly of Experts. It's Friday, February 16th, 2016. A few days before, President Rouhani calls on people to take part in the elections.
تعداد آرا و درصد تعداد آرا بیشتر باشه به معنای حضور مردم در سرنوشت خودشون هست هیچ کس نباید از شرایط موجود ولو اینکه از دید خودش اگر هم مطلوب نیست نباید با صندوق رأی فاصله بگیره
This is a clear indication that the people are present in the scene in the political scene in Iran that they believe in the democratic processes in the country. They are taking part in the elections to influence these policies according to the directions that they believe. And this will strengthen the government of President Rouhani in terms of both economic relations, in continuing the post-sanctions policies that the government has had.
حتماً هستیم حالا بیشتر هم بشه میمونیم انگیزمون که رهبرمون دعوت کرد ما اومدیم رأی بدیم وظیفه شرعی دینیمونه اومدیم
Election in Iran is not just a political event. It is also a symbol of political independence and national sovereignty. A high turnout in elections validates the legitimacy of the ruling system and vice versa.
واقعاً مردم قصد نیت خیر بکنن قصد خدایی بکنن به قصد ایجاد اعتبار فزاینده برای کشور و استقلال کامل کشور در این کار بزرگ شرکت کنن که نتیجهش هم همین هست به عزت ملی به استقلال ملی پاسخ بدند، یعنی این یک پاسخی به این نیاز بزرگ هست.
مسئله برای شخص من آرامش و امنیت من هست و من فکر میکنم این آرامش و امنیت در گروه همین رأیه که من توی صندوق میندازم تا کشورهای بیگانه بدونن که راهی به این مملکت ندارند.
قطعا برام اهمیت داره چون آینده 4 ساله کشورم قراره که بسازه.
100% نتایج میتونه تو سرنوشت مردم تأثیر داشته باشه و واسه آینده مملکت مهمه.
به نظر من برای هر ایرانی مهمه که تو کشورش چی میگذره و منم به عنوان یک زن برام خیلی مهمه که تو انتخابات آینده چه اتفاقاتی میخواد بیفته.
According to the Ministry of the Interior, over 35 million eligible voters took part in the 20 elections, over 60% of the electorate. Given the fact that Iran is located in the Middle East, a region often synonymous with political instability and autocracy, such a high turnout can be a source of national pride for Iranians.
Well, I'm happy to welcome to our first guest today, and which is going to be a very, very busy day with a lot of experts. Happy to have Dr. Kazem Sajjadpour, professor from the School of International Relations. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Let's start off. Significance of this election.
Significance is both of domestic and international aspects. Domestically, it suggests the stability of the political system, the dynamism of the political system, and the connectivity between people and the system. And externally, look at what's happening in the region. You see the region is in a state of turmoil, instability all over our country, in the region. And I think this is suggestive of a very stable Iran.
Since the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran in 1979, under the leadership of Imam Khomeini, Iran has always been at the forefront of democracy. The country has created a homemade political system with elections at its heart and yet different from the Western version of democracy. As the results began to trickle in, it became clear that the allies of President Rouhani had made strong gains controlling the entire 30-seat delegation representing the capital city, Tehran. A big nod of approval to the president, who would enjoy the support of a coalition of reformists, centrists, or pragmatic conservatives. Reformists also won 15 out of the 16 seats allocated to Tehran in the Assembly of Experts. However, according to a tally by the Reuters news agency, conservatives won about 112 seats in the 290-seat parliament. Reformists and centrists 90, and independents and religious minorities 29. And still, dozens of parliament seats remain to be decided on in a runoff. By and large, the exact voting blocks in the new parliament, when new members, including a large number of self-declared independents, convene and attempt to form a working majority. What is clear at the moment is that this time there will be a more diverse range of voices in parliament and the assembly of experts to reflect the will of the people even better than before. Regardless of the results, the 2016 election is a great victory for a nation that has built a democratic society on civil liberty and Islamic rationality.